afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I have a very special co-host today. I know many of you remember Rob West of RME Advisors is joining me this afternoon, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Butch Paul, who usually joins me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he'll be back. He'll be back on Thursday. He had some things to tend to, and his family is visiting, and he had to take his children and grandchildren back to the airport. So he will be back Thursday, but until then, I want to give a very warm welcome to Rob West. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Today's gone so quickly by, and I want to thank you for joining me, filling in for Butch. And I just want to tell the listeners, we're going to go to the market report. Today is Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. And we will be talking about the precious metals and what they did to the price today. And I'm going to tell everyone this will be a one-day wonder. I do think we're going to have a big turnaround tomorrow, and I wouldn't doubt if it's going to recover most of what it's lost today. We have gold down a little over 1.5%, down $20 at $1,293. It's already off its low of the day, so and I think tomorrow we're going to have a reversal on that, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. Silver was down 23 cents today at $16.36, and we have platinum down 13 at $901 and $901, and we have palladium down 14 at $987. I haven't had a chance to follow the markets most of the day, and so I'd have to figure with a hit like that on gold, the dollar has to be stronger. It is 0.58 at 93.24. I guess I did look at the currencies this morning, and everyone was negative. It was all in the red territory, so I figured, well, the dollar must be stronger, so gold has to be a little weaker, and voila, it was. Crude oil is up 20 cents today at 71.16. Stock markets, you know, it was down 200 points at the get-go. They're blaming Home Depot and Boeing and some of the other tech stocks for the NASDAQ, and it stayed there all day. It's like it didn't move. It was down 193 points for the day at 24,706. The NASDAQ was down 59, 7,351. The S&P was down 18, 2,711. I don't know what the actual drop was. I think I saw it like 225. I don't know if that was the low, but it came back a little bit. 10-year yield, 3.08%, up 0.09. And the euro, of course, is weaker also by 0.72 at 118. And foreign markets, the only one positive was London, and that's barely by a breath overnight. And so markets didn't move much. You can blame it on all kinds of things, but I think we're really seeing true manipulation on these prices, because I mean, with everything's going on, gold should be up. Gold should have traded like $500 yesterday.
Oh, I know. When you and I were talking earlier, I don't know if manipulation is now a substitute word for market or not. You know, I mean, every market has, you know, somebody's got fingers in it. You know,
so, it really does. And you
well,
know,
and
there's
silver, I think, is the most underpriced item in the world, and it's, you know, what is the ratio, gold silver ratio now, and what it, you know, the standard norm used to be, and it's way off. It's way off.
You know, it truly is. But, you know, investors are getting a little worn out, to say the least, with the performance of gold and silver. And, again, I referred to this yesterday. I'm going to refer to it again today, and I'll probably refer to it again tomorrow and next week. We all know the precious metals have been hit. They're all manipulated, just like you. The manipulation is a new word for markets. But Duffy, the CME out of Chicago, fully well aware of commodities, Almost a year ago he was interviewed. And this is a year ago. Look what's changed since a year ago. He says gold should absolutely be trading between $5,000 and $6,000. Everybody knows it should. And here we are.
You know, okay, we forget though, and we're trading on the paper value, and you know what, spot became an item when Nixon rearranged the gold standard on us. I mean, if we were talking delivery, yeah, we'd be talking those prices for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so those prices will come. But it just goes to show you how distorted these numbers are.
Yeah, and when I remember just a few minutes ago, you talked about the 10-year Treasury, and that seems to be such a focal point, and here in the States and probably around the world too, so is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which you know is only the 30 stocks. But really what controls about everything that you have running on money is the LIBOR interest rate. And you know, that's going to be replaced in 2021, just a few years from now, with some other imaginary thing they'll come up with. But I think we have indicators out there, like government reporting statistics that goes to the government accounting office and that. I mean, right from the beginning, I think most of the population interested in financial matters and investment matters were automatically given reports on the wrong tools. You know, if we were talking physical delivery of the metals, we wouldn't be talking the prices we see now. That's just no way. And so the commodities do have a good place back in the day. If I was raising corn and soybeans and I needed to get a guaranteed price to go to the bank to finance my next year, then I could get a contract that I would deliver my crop for that certain price, and hopefully I'll do better, but that contract is a good deal for me. And now we got people buying it, speculating on the weather in Kansas, you know. And so everything now has a futures price, a contract price. And now I understand, including cryptocurrencies. And so I guess we could logically say that the commodities futures market on contracts is another derivative, right? I mean,
yes,
what's it based on? Well, there's something underneath there, but it ain't what we're talking about.
You're absolutely correct. I just want to ask you about that LIBOR, because you know I did forget that they were going to replace that in 2021, and timing is everything. Do you think perhaps this new system with the LIBOR that they'll be replacing in 2021? Do you think that will be the new system, the new world system? Because that's, I mean, I do believe we'll have a collapse, a reset of world currencies. They're all fiat, but they're going to have to replace it with the new system.
Well, I think it's strange that, first of all, it was announced 2021, the replacement for the LIBOR rate is coming. I'm surprised that the regular monetary system is being held up by the central banks now. I mean, you know, you can only get the bubblegum and toothpicks to hold so long, you know. But the LIBOR rate influences things in the United States that are in the trillions of dollars in relative to contract values and insurance company products and all kinds of derivatives. And those contracts that will go beyond when the LIBOR rate date is replaced, I believe all of those ongoing arrangements, all those contracts, are going to have to be repegged to something too. And I think there's over $370 trillion in derivative value out there. And let's just say there's only $300 trillion. Well, that's still a lot to reset to a different interest rate. And like right now, I mean, London Interbank Offered Rate, LIBOR, is really most utilized for the purpose of one bank to loan to another bank overnight or for a small period of time. And the banks have been trusting each long time, so they just say every day what they think their LIBOR rate would be, but they never use it because they don't trust each other. They don't loan to each other. And that's how weak the system is on a global basis, that they don't loan to each other. But yet, when it comes over here, you look at a mortgage, a car loan, or student loan, or whatever, they will base that off LIBOR, and then they'll click that up to relative to a prime rate, perhaps, with the bank, and then they'll mark that up to give you the money. So if you have contracts, mortgages in particular, I'd say, that when the reset comes for the LIBOR replacement, if a reset in currency values hasn't already occurred, it would have to occur then. And Lord only knows what the value of gold and silver would be when no one will trust the contracts for future delivery because they won't trust the system. A lot of people don't now, but they don't talk about it. So we would have to go to the old, hey, if you can hold it in your hand, it's got value. And, you know, that's why today, screaming buy on gold and silver at the prices that they are now, which are totally depressed, because we're trading off of the paper rate from the futures markets. And when you mentioned to me earlier that you'd had a pretty good deal that you were bringing around sometime soon on some $10 gold pieces, man, I think that's a great portfolio piece to add. And I don't know what quantities you might have to sell what you're offering in or anything, but anything that can be, if Melody can still deliver it, because there's going to be a day when you might have difficulty and even your inventory is going to be not available. So, you know, the prices, 6, 8, 10,000 an ounce won't mean anything, except you won't be able, if you could buy it, you wouldn't be able to afford it. And unfortunately, on the other hand, that's the price of the insurance. That means the claims are really high on the other side. So, financial things really need to be looked at right now, and just hedge for it. Because, you know, unlike 30-year storable food, you know, it may last 30 years, I don't know. Gold has been lasting for a lot longer than that, and so has silver. And you just can't go wrong by having it. So, but, yeah, LIBOR is, in the last year and a half, 2 years, if you would look back what the LIBOR rate was, it's all up almost 2% now from that short period of time back. And this never gets reported around. And if that rate affecting all these trillions in derivatives have snuck up 2 points, what did you just say? We're up 0.9% on the 10-year Treasury?
Yes.
I don't even know why that's important anymore.
Well, I find it interesting because you have, you know, you have, I mean, to some degree, it is still tied to the to the consumer and to what he pays, and it does impact some things as far as their payment rises and so forth. And so I don't know if they're all, they kind of go hand in hand, but yet you're certainly right about the LIBOR. And I just find it odd that, you know, they have the date 2021. You know, I mean, you'd almost have to think that they're planning on, you know, if they make it that long, which I don't think they will.
You know, like I was mentioning, the bubble gum and toothpick theory, you know. Now, if you're holding a mortgage throughout that period, and whatever that replacement LIBOR is going to be to reset your mortgage payments, even though you're on a fixed rate mortgage, you could have your mortgage repegged. If you look at the fine print in your mortgage docs, and now here's a scenario. If your mortgage payments took a giant ride, 50, 80% higher than it is now, so many people would be, you know, it'd be tough stuff. And but if you had hedged with the gold and silver, that would probably hit that $8,000 to $10,000 mark or more at that crisis period. You're going to be able to protect your property because you can exchange that back out and not have to continue with the payments. It's going to be so inflated. So you need to have an asset like that. It's going to take that ride up, you know, because unfortunately, if there's a long period of transition or this turnover reset period, a lot of businesses are not going to be functioning, and there could be layoffs, and okay, we can see where we're going with all that problem. Here's a hidden problem, particularly here in Colorado. I mean, I live out in horse country, and I'm afraid they're going to put sidewalks in for the horses out here. I mean, it's growing so fast. And with but that rapid growth that is going on in other places too, but what I see could be a big problem. Setting unemployment, even for a 6 or 8 or 10 month period, and it's not going to get kicked back in very quickly if it does get to rebuild that quickly. What's going on is commerce. And what commerce does is they tax what you buy. If those tax revenues go in the tank, guess what your county is going to do? They're going to go after you to raise your property taxes.
Yep.
So you might be dealing with that on top of a huge mortgage payment. And what else are you going to have to participate to offset that danger? And to me, it's a real and present danger. You know, so I'm continuing to finish off that book I read on the LIBOR thing, and incidentally, I'm doing another radio show on that out of a station in Texas about the LIBOR thing and all that in a couple weeks. But none of this is in the news, and what's in the news, we have to be aware of the misinformation channels, which are under the control of those who want us to listen to what they want us to hear. And so the important things about the real value of gold and silver relative to the delivery, not the contract price, doesn't even come up on any major station, on any financial news. They just talk about gold, and then they look at GLD or SLV, yep, which is a derivative.
Yep.
And the GLD and SLV probably doesn't have the ounces in storage that they say they do. And if you look at the prospectus on those two securities, you'll find that you cannot go look. You'll find that they do not segregate the accounts. There's a lot of things wrong with that. You remember way back in the day, Elodie, that you and I and Bob Chapman would talk about things like that.
And they're never audited either. They're never audited.
Yeah. And so it allows you with the New York Stock Exchange to trade gold and silver derivative by the share, and you, frankly, there could be 90% of what they say the value is may not even be there, and you won't know.
Hey, hold those thoughts, Rob. We're going to be heading into a break. I hear the music coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my special guest, Rob West. Please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I am here with Rob West. And I just want to, Rob, you did mention my Liberty $10 gold piece special that I'm having. So yes, I do need to bring that to the listeners. And it did, we ran it yesterday and I did drop it by $10. It is $700 today. That is a Mint State 62 $10 Liberty gold piece. Anytime you can pick up the fractional pieces, if you purchase two of them for the same amount of gold that's in the larger piece, the $20 gold piece, it's sold at the same price. It is a buying signal, because they normally will sell for more. So anytime they dip, I always bring this to my listeners. And we have a Mint State 62 $10 Liberty gold piece, $700 if you purchase two. It will include free shipping. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And, of course, you can listen to these programs live at 4 o'clock from the website, and you can sign up for the weekly newsletter. So, but you have to go to the website, dgscoins.com. About an hour before the program, Rob, there was news that North Korea is threatening to cancel the nuclear summit with President Trump because it believes provocative military ruckus of joint U.S. and South Korea drills are rehearsal for invasion. So we have the summit that was scheduled for June 12th in Singapore, and North Korea, the North Korean government is, they don't like these exercises. He sees these drills as a rehearsal for a full-scale invasion. And Kim also canceled meeting with the South Korea's president on a few hours' notice. So he didn't cancel the summit with Trump, but he did cancel the meeting with the South Korea's president on just a few hours' notice. And so they are considering, I don't think they will, but they are considering it. And but I think this also shows us what he's going to request. You know, I think that, you know, if he's concerned about them doing military exercises, I mean, why would they think that they would invade his country now when you had this big summit planned for, you know, a few weeks away? And but you can probably bet that this will be one of his things that he demands for him to denuclearize. So we'll see how this goes. I'm not sure if anything else has come out since that initial report that he just might cancel, but he did cite the military drills as the reason. And
you know, Melody, sometimes we always interpret information, no matter what it is, relative to the way we personally think. That I have no idea how someone in North Korea thinks that he's in charge of what he's in charge of. I mean, I don't know. That just because of some continued military, of course, we don't know what that is either, you know, what the military maneuvers are, but it could be something to watch. I understand if there's going to be a World War III problem, it's not going to be, it would be with the North Korean problem, even though we got a multitude of things to choose from, but that's apparently still way high up on we got a problem list, I think. So I don't know, we'll have to see.
You're right, there are several ways you can look at this, and And hey, I'm sure he saw what happened, yesterday, and I'm sure maybe the Iranian deal has something in the back of his mind, and who knows? But this is a big thing for him. Maybe he's just exerting to see how much control he really has, or he sure was. Seemed to be giving everything possible to make this summit happen. But then again, there was a lot of discussions as far as, he would turn back and he's not to be trusted. And you're right. Who knows until it actually happens anymore?
Iran, Israel, all those things in the news, they're apparently in the news. I understand we don't know what we're not hearing, but wasn't Iran the country that Obama ordered C-130s to fly in with pallets of cash for?
Yes, it was.
So, I wonder, did you hear they had a great big poker game going on over there, and that's all that was?
And we lost again.
That's a lot
of money.
That
was one heck of a big poker game, that's for sure.
They have so many tools over there, and just with having that as cash, I don't know. But, with all this uncertainty, I'm 46 years in business, and I was a certified financial planner for 25 years, and been in the financial markets and all for all those years, and no matter what's going on, if I was still in professional practice, I would just have to rely on, we just have to put a few more things in the preparedness model and plan on the unexpected things. A lot of things you talk about on your show all the time. But if you need to take action and put some things in order and then just move on with your life, because we can't be scared, paranoid, with this stuff. You got good deals on your $10 pieces and stuff right now and everything. Those are good deals, and it's nice that you have them. If they come a period of time down the road, you can't even offer. You'd have your show, perhaps, but you wouldn't have anything to offer because you'd be priced out of the market. Maybe you couldn't even get it. So we just need to move ahead, make plans, and help those who are lesser informed be better informed and see what we can do. That's what I'm trying to do with that. My new company, the VIP Insider, is to help small business. And small business is really the lifeblood of the United States. Who would think one of the best things we have, and we always talk about our freedom and we're going to take our country back as if we lost it somewhere and all that. So we need to embrace the things we have. One of them is clearly being able to start your own business and to call your own shots. And the small business needs a lot of embracement. And, there's 28 million small businesses out there. And some of the things they don't know, which I'm bringing more light to them from the VIP Insider point of view, is we talk about it all the time and sometimes in a jokingly manner, but at the end of the day, our economic model in the United States is based on lawlessness. Look at this nonsense with trying to take Trump out of office. Whether you like him or not, when have you ever seen anything like this? All this lawless. But it's Hillary now. Let's hide the emails. Just who knows what. And people, big business, the really big business, they need more profits right now. And big businesses have big pension plans, which is one of the largest U.S. bond buyers. So why might this be important? Well, U.S. government corruption, making plans to continue to be corrupt in what they call the deep state. When big pension money buys U.S. debt, it goes in one door and government spending goes out the other door. And sometimes it ends up on a pallet going to Iran at C-130s. My point is, we have a corrupt element of government, a huge one. It's being funded by big company pension plans, and what that means to the small business guy, you need to know to be as lean and mean as possible with your business. Take a look at your expenses, know what your tax incentives are, because big business is looking for more profit centers, and they'll do what they can to take business away from small business. And so small business, everybody just needs to be as resilient as possible. And the small businesses lower their overhead as much as possible. And, you know, one of my friends is a venture capitalist, and for those who may not know what that is, there's large pools of money that will look at small business projects and ideas and offer to finance them, and many times the venture capitalist will end up owning the company or a huge amount of the profits that it might help bring to market because they have the money. And he said, frankly, that a lot of the venture capitalists, where they do meet, they're not the Bilderberger group or anything, but they do meet and stay in touch because they're big pockets of money and there's not a lot of them. But robots and artificial intelligence, he says, is totally prepared now to replace people in business. So you hear this on the news, maybe kind of laugh about the car that's driving itself, or when you're on the internet and you have to click this extra little thing to say, I'm not a robot. Well, in that world, they call them bots, B-O-T-S. But he definitely said, we're looking for companies now to take over because we know the efficiencies we can make with artificial intelligence instead of people and pension plans and healthcare. So I don't think they can ever replace people, but a lot of things, you know, we already know there's a lot of robotics used in manufacturing and making cars, production lines, and things like that. But I was just surprised to hear him say that. And to them, it's just a huge profit center. And but to me, I'm looking to do things to promote small business and help them as much as I can. And just with things I've covered in the past that they would know about, and a lot of the tools that I could share with them will help small business do things that big business already does, but small business can't afford to do it. You just can't afford to hire the people, the little departments to do the things that larger businesses can do. So anyway, we're in a very changing world, and with 28 million privately held businesses out there, 82%, according to my statistics, of the business owners don't have a financial advisor, which is amazing. Not one that they use consistently. They do buy financial products and stuff. But 9 out of 10 of the owners don't have an exit strategy. And typically, the business owner is probably 50 years of age or older. And so, you know, the retirement planning and all that, they just rely on, when it comes time, I'm going to sell my company. Well, that's the end of their planning. So a couple of the guys we referred to recently, Melody, are the older business guys, and I've told them, if you're not rolling with the gold and silver information for the financial insurance, you're going to really need to have that. So that's where I'm picking up some things from business owners, Melody, that I think you can specifically help them dress out a portfolio. And I've got a couple of techniques I could use for small business that make that process for them tax deductible to buy the gold and silver. So anyway, it's small business consulting, looking for other guys and gals who might have business backgrounds or experience that might want to work with us as well, and share with them some of the things that were available through other vendors that helps businesses in particular. But over the next 10 years, we're in 2018, and you even mentioned 2028, how many businesses that are going to be for sale over that 10-year period? And if we have a similar economy then, the supply and demand may depress values of what business owners might think they can get for their company. And for sure, if they don't keep up with tech, internet. So we definitely need some help. The medical business is in a shambles, people. The medical model is designed to put labels on conditions so that insurance companies can identify them to pay the doctors. And there's over 10,000 different codes for items that goes through the doctor's office to the patient. In terms of procedures, but when it comes to other items, there's over 75,000 different codes for connecting up the right terminology to get the doctor paid for Medicare and Medicaid. And as a result, it isn't efficiently done. And you'll see a number of your doctors continue to not be there anymore. Someone else will be in the practice. One, they can't afford the E&O, and two, 30-40% of their accounts receivable is being written off because they can't get through it. They can't get it communicated. And if the reimbursement insurance carriers can't communicate, they're not going to pay, which they're happy not to pay. And but we have a forensic auditor that goes into the medical practices that can turn that around because of their forensic analysis of that process. But I think healthcare, just look around your communities and see how many more facilities are going up because baby boomers are becoming older and older. And it's a huge marketplace for expense items that you're going to need to afford. I don't know, Melody. I'm just rambling on here a little bit. But
no, I think you've got some great information. We're going to be heading into a break here in about a minute. But I have a question for you. And I know these, the big businesses want to eat up the little businesses. I get that. And I think what you're doing to help small business to see a little bit more into the future for the retirement and so forth and the employees that they do, I think is fantastic. Because I do think that's an area that has been neglected. But my question to you is, can our infrastructure, the world infrastructure, handle the growth that we're experiencing now? And I don't mean economic growth. We're just talking about, the healthcare industry has 75,000 different codes and all of these are people. Is the infrastructure, is it able to handle it today? And you're going to have to answer that question when we come back from our break. And ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, my guest, Rob West. And we were talking about small businesses, and I want to make sure that you give us your website once again before the end of the show. This last segment always goes, just quickly goes by. And going into the break, I'm not sure if I was making myself clear or my point I was trying to make. It seems like the world is just so spinning out of control. But it's just, you have these digits and you have these, you know, we're talking about the healthcare and the 75,000 different codes and you know, supposedly this technology can keep up with all these changes, but the people probably can't keep up to the degree of technology. And you have the infrastructures of not just here, but world infrastructures. Are they truly capable? And I think my bottom line is, or will there be some sort of catastrophic event that affects globally to where it brings things back more into a more synchronized and manageable, controllable world?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And my profiteering friend in the venture capital world, what he was telling me, and as you just identified, the speed of business, that's what artificial intelligence is all about. And see, it'll process. If I'm going to do the work of 10 guys, I can get a new app for my phone to do it. See, that's what I'm saying. Can we keep up? Can the people keep up? I know new businesses are going to be generated out of that future, but I think the way things used to be done, and I had a couple of cows and I milked it myself and all that, I think those are troubled days. You know, I don't think we could keep up. From what I hear from the artificial intelligence marketplace, I don't think so. And see, but we're in control. If all we need to do, and I'm promoting this wherever I can, let's have everybody mandatorily do a couple things. One is to know what line item veto is and assure that it gets added to our legislation. Two, speaking of that, before you can vote, I want you to go to a course on the Constitution just to know what the country is. You have an obligation to live here. You got to know it. And three, there should be another course, a master's degree course for that, if you're going to run for public office. Yeah. Some of these guys I see running for governor right now, I got one running out here in Colorado. I hear him on TV. They're bragging about he took on the NRA two times and won both times. Well, maybe they were fighting about a parking ticket or something. I don't know. But they never mention it, see? But what does that have to do with knowing what you're doing? That has nothing to do with the Constitution and states' rights, you know? And unfortunately, people showing up to vote, they don't know that either because they don't know what they're voting for. Well, you know, I kind of like this guy's talking. No. And if you're a juror of 12 going to court, do you know you have the authority to change the law when you run across something? But you think the judicial system is going to allow you to do that here? I've tried that. And I'll tell you where it got me. It was, I got to eat out of somebody else's tin plate one time. So, I mean, we got the rights, and if we don't stand up for it, we're all in trouble. And so that's one of the things I want to bring to the small business. And going back to your question, it's about people. That's one of the problems, you know, this artificial intelligence. people probably don't know that more than 98% of the trade done on the New York Stock Exchange is not done by people.
Yeah.
You know? So if you think you're going to get in a trading program and do something cool and buy some good stock, the odds are stacked against you just because you're thinking that. Because these programs are set up to make so many trades. I have another topic we'll talk about sometime called absolute ownership and beneficial ownership and a low deal title, and the depository trust company who really owns the stock that you buy. And that's just a topic for another day. But a lot of these things I'm trying to assemble on the website, the VIPinsider.com, the VIPinsider.com. And I got a lot more yet to build there, but it's launched to be visitable right now. And Melody asked some of the great questions, you know. And see, for years, generations, they haven't been able to change gold and silver. We could become very rich if we could digitize that, though. What do you think, Melody?
Let's do it. Let's do it. And we'll put a $10,000 price tag on it.
and that's just for the app for your smartphone.
Well, I'll tell you what, listeners, you know, Rob made some great, great points today, and make sure you visit the website, particularly those of you who have small businesses, or for those of you who just want to visit, you know, because we all have family and friends who have small businesses, VIPinsider.com, VIPinsider.com. That's correct, Rob, right?
The VIPinsider.com.
The. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the. Don't forget the. The VIPinsider.com. It's very important. So, yeah, that's great. And again, you know, I was sharing with the listeners the other day where I got a billing for my, you know, a service that I have at my home, and they increased the rates due to regulation and minimum wage. And regulation, I think, sometimes affects small businesses more so than your large businesses. We have the multinationals, and you have the government, and you have Washington looking to protect the big companies with regulation. But the little guy, not so much, because the little guy falls more under the state and local regulations. And not all, but so education, do you deal with that at all in your at the VIP Insider?
There's a membership page, and for people to sign up there, it'll put them in the category. I can email them, but I'm doing webinars and master classes on various things. So yeah, that's part of the educational library. And a lot of it will be video in small increments, because some people don't like to read a lot. But when I do the live and the recorded master classes, it'll be a well planned out educational session. You'll know exactly if it lasts 22 minutes or 34 minutes. Because to get an audience with small business guys that are really making things hustle, in particular, you've had to fight for their time. I mean, you know, so a lot of people would rather see a quick message, and then if it makes sense to them, they'll follow up on it. So I'm aware of that as well. But Melody asked some great questions, but tell me again about that. What's that special? I got a few business owners I want to pass this along to, your $10 pieces.
They are Mint State 62. $10 Liberty gold pieces, and the price of those are $700, and if you purchase two or more, you get free shipping with that. And they're beautiful coins. You get their premiums are at 20-year lows. You get the privacy, the protection, performance. And we all know that the smaller you go in the size of your coins, the more you pay for your gold. It's true with your pre-33 coins, and it's true with your modern issue coins, your American Gold Eagle. So anytime you can get any of those fractional pieces, and yes, I buy them correctly so that I can offer this to you. So when I get deals and I can buy the coins and share the savings, I do that. And I was able to do this with the $10 Liberty gold pieces. So anytime you can pick them up, when the same amount of gold, to a bigger piece is the same or less, it's a great buying opportunity. And you can't tell me after a 1.5% drop in gold today is not the best buying opportunity in gold and silver than we've seen in a very, very long time. So take advantage of the lower prices, $700. But we do have American Gold Eagles. Premiums have dropped on those. Silver Eagles, 90% silver. I do have circulated 90% silver. And, of course, those premiums are... I haven't seen premiums this low in, well, in almost 25 years. I mean, they're incredibly low. So I don't believe things are going to stay the same when it comes to the precious metals. A year from now, we're not going to be talking about this is a great buying opportunity. We're going to be talking about it's a great buying opportunity because you can't find the coins anymore. And I really do believe we're living in some very volatile times. You know, we're heading into Memorial Day. Gas is beginning to cost, filling up in gas cost Americans an extra $4.4 billion just in April alone. That comes back to the pocketbook. And Rob, I don't believe the economy is as good and is as strong, and the things that have been done with the tax cuts and so forth doesn't truly help.
Like we were talking earlier, sentiment has really swung much more positive to the business owner field, from my perspective, from what I can see, because of Trump being elected and all those employment. But like we were talking before, all the things that I know that are the underlying cancers that in our financial building blocks have not changed. They're just not discussed as much. So, you know, it's nice. We're in the eye of the storm. Maybe it's a little bit more cold, but you know, calm. But there's another side to this wind out there. It just hasn't gone away. There'll have to be. There's going to have. There will be a readjustment. That'll be inconvenient for a lot of people before we move on to the next best time, I think. And it could be very soon. And but you know, with your offer that you have today, with the two coins or more in free shipping and all that, I mean, unfortunately, Melody, I don't think in some of the shows to come, you're probably not going to be able to offer, you know, those types of things. But I just wondered in dealer talk, when you guys get around and talk, if you have just a second, I know we're kind of working on the clock, but U.S. coins, Canadian coins, what do you hear? Is there a preference? At the end of the day, if you're just talking belt value, I know it's not a preference, but really the Canadian maple leaves, I think, are just a little prettier. But
well, I mean, the maple leaves, the one side is prettier. The one side,
yeah, there is that.
It's very beautiful. The maple leaf is a very beautiful coin on one side, but it's 24 karat, but we do have the buffalo, which is also a 24 karat in the American coins. I think when it comes to the bullion coins, it really isn't a matter of performance or benefits. It's all bullion coins. It's melt value, and one doesn't perform better than the other. One might be, and I think recognizability, they're all the same. But I mean, as far as my, you know, when I get together and talk to my buyers and my peers in the industry, it's just like, it's the best buying opportunity. Everyone is waiting. They just can't believe that these prices are as low as they are, the premiums are as low as they are. And I'm talking across this country. We know that day is going to come. And when it does reverse itself, and we premiums are going to jump like we've never seen them jump before. So everything is positioned. Everything is, but they have incredible power. And we do have to prepare for our future. You know, we talk about the debt of this country. We talk about the children and grandchildren are going to have to pay for that debt. Why not help them today by buying gold and silver at these lower prices? That's the one thing that you can distribute to your children and grandchildren and protect them.
Exactly, yeah. And don't forget about the LIBOR change. that very well may change your terms of your contracts, particularly when it comes to your real estate, because if you own gold and silver that takes a huge ride up during that difficult time, you'll be able to afford where you're at because you can exchange that value right into the problems that are going to be created by that LIBOR replacement, I think.
So, ladies and gentlemen, sign up at Rob's website, thevipinsider.com, thevipinsider.com. And it is a great sign. Make sure you sign up for the webinars, and kudos for you for having webinars. I've talked about having webinars probably for 15 years. Maybe I'm one of those that need to come into the future of technology and quit fighting it and just embrace it.
Bite the nickel and get going with it, right?
Yes. 1-800-375-4188 for the phone number for discount gold and silver trading. Give us a call for the for your purchase of the Mid-State 62 $10 Liberty gold piece. It's a great buy, buy two, free shipping. And Rob, I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. It's been a real pleasure, and you brought some great information, and I hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you, Melody.
All righty. Until then, tomorrow, listeners, be safe out there. Good night, and God bless.
Work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my